Welcome to Christians Community Center of Los Angeles, the church for truth seekers. I am Pastor Tom Washington, and it is a blessing to be given the opportunity to share the word of truth with you. Our prayer is that you take that truth and apply it to your life with power and authority. For more information about Christians Community Center of Los Angeles Ministries and other teaching opportunities, please visit us at www.ccla.org. We also want you to do as 2 Timothy 2:15 states, you must study to show thyself approved unto Yahweh, a workman needing not be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. Shalom. Yeshua's mighty name we pray. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. Shalom, saints. Amen. But the few minutes I have to share with you is a blessing to be here with you, not just those that are here in the building, but also those that are tuning in online. It is a blessing to have you join us at 3CLA. So it seems like in this day and age, we've been talking about knowledge. And in this day and age, there's so much emphasis put on who you know. I was going through my thread on Facebook and Instagram. And you know how everybody, like, they take pictures with people? Like, they know. But then there's the celebrity pictures. And you know good and well, they don't know. They just snapping a picture. And I'm just weird. I'm amazed at the way I think sometimes. I don't like to just run up to no celebrity and be like, can I take a picture with you? Apostle said, no, Lord. There has to be some kind of exchange. We have to have a conversation or something, right? Now, a lot of the people, I know some people who, they know who the celebrity is. So when you taking that picture, you good. But the rest of the, y'all just posing. You know Stevie Wonder don't know you. He can't even see you. You all up on him like you know him and you don't know him. But a lot of times we think we look at and it's like, you know, stand up for a second. Pretend like he's a celebrity. He's not. But try to pretend like he is one. And I'm just running up on him. I just happen to, you know, I'm going down 39th Street and boom, he's there. He don't know me. And I don't know him. But then we try to portray like what? We know these people. And that they, more importantly, know us. Sometimes we think that that gives us some kind of relevance. Right? And that's what I see up and down. I'm seeing like, you know, I'm with this person. I'm with that person. And my thing is like, y'all don't know. You don't know them. Now, the celebrities that I have taken some pictures with, amen, I've had, at least had a conversation ahead of time, right? There's been some kind of exchange. But in this day and age, a lot of people put emphasis on that. And when we talked about knowledge being da'at, the Hebrew word, it's not a knowledge that comes from intellect. It's not a knowledge that comes from because you're so smart. It's a knowledge that comes by practicing and putting it into use. But then when we talk about knowledge, you got to acknowledge the word know, or knowing, or new, or that word. But let's go to Matthew. Matityahu, for you Hebrew scholars. Since there's so much emphasis put on knowing, you know, sisters, you know if Denzel walked in the room, you'd be a lion, and you'd be trying to what? Holler. Brothers, if Halle Berry, and since even when people come to church, They're coming to church and worship. You still got people. Can I take a picture with you? Because there's something in knowing. And so when we go to Matthew, the 7th chapter, the 21st verse, well, let's pay attention to this, because if we're putting all of this emphasis on knowing, if we're putting all this emphasis on who I know and who knows me, and when we look at Matthew, the 7th chapter, the 21st verse, it says, not everyone that saith unto me, Lord, Lord, shall enter into the kingdom of heaven, but he that doeth the will of my Father, which is in heaven. And then the 22nd verse says what? Many will say to me, well, hold up. Who's speaking here? Yeshua. And there's going to be many in that day that are going to say, Lord, Lord, have we not prophesied in thy name? And in thy name have we not cast out devils? And in thy name haven't we done many wondrous works? And then the 23rd verse says, and then will I profess unto them, I never knew you. I have no idea who you are. And not only that, I need you to do something. Since I don't know you, I need you to depart from me, and in today's language, bounce. Get out of my face. Ye that what? Work. Wow. So we're talking about not regular people here. These are church people. These are people who profess to go to church Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday. Somebody caught that. But these are people who are believers who feel like they know. They feel like they all up on Yeshua, they on point, they got it together. Because they say, go back to the 21st verse. He says, they're going to say unto me, 22nd verse, they're going to say to me, Lord, Lord. Now, he's addressing multitude of people here. He's addressing quite a few people. And the reason why they say, have we not prophesied? Because it's not like they're saying, hey, you know, we've all done this. They're saying, I did this. But the reason why is we is because there are so many people coming into his presence and they're all saying the same thing. Everybody that thinks that they knew him, he's telling them, they're going to come. And they're going to say, haven't I? Because they don't care nothing about the other people. They're concerned about what? Themselves. They feel like they knew Yeshua. And they'll say, hey, didn't I prophesy in your name? Didn't I cast out devils? Hey, didn't I do many wonderful works? And he's going to be like, but there's something missing. I don't. That's the worst feeling in the world. When you come up on somebody and you know them. And then you be like, hey, don't you remember me? You know, like 2 years ago, we sat at the table. And they like, if they're telling the truth. But sometimes they do what I do. Hey, good seeing you. How are you doing? But you don't use the name because you what? You don't know. We call that playing it off, playing it cool. You ever do that? You don't know him, but you'd be like, yeah, you're just lying. But isn't that what we're doing? But Yeshua, he not like that. He ain't gonna slide. He ain't gonna be like, ah, yeah. He gonna, if he don't know you, he gonna let you know. I never knew you. So when we look at new, which is a form of know, which is a form of knowledge, we go to the Greek word. And the Greek word that we're going to look at this is it's important that we understand what the difference is. And when we look, new or know, ginosko. Say ginosko. Ginosko is a knowing or a getting to know or getting acquainted, which comes from a relationship. It comes from an exchange. So I submit to the church that many people think they know Yeshua, but if they have not entered into an exchange or a relationship, then they never truly know him. And in this day and age, he's looking for people who want to know him, who want to participate in ginosko, who want to enter into a relationship, an exchange where he knows you and you know him. And in this day and age, there's a lot of people that think they know him, but they don't have no relationship. And when he says, depart from me, you workers of iniquity, iniquity, simply put, is you practicing your own thing. You're doing you. You're doing what you want to do. So you never knew me, because if you knew me, you would do me. You would do the things of me. You would do the things that I'm telling you to do. So since you're not doing that, you don't truly know me. And I don't truly know you. And it's so sad, because in the church world, there's so many people thinking that they're doing his thing, but they're doing their own thing. He never commissioned that. He never ordained that. He never put his seal on it. He never put his stamp on it. But here they go, stomping and huffing and puffing. Oh, thus saith, I'm telling you what God told me. Be careful when people roll up on you trying to tell you what God said. If God is trying to tell me something, he'll tell me first and he'll confirm it. He ain't gonna throw nothing on me when we're unaware. He will already have spoke to me. How do you know he gonna talk to me? He can talk through somebody else because I know him. Hey, come on. I got a relationship with him. See, Yahweh's like this. He don't have to ask my neighbors. He comes to me. Because when I have a relationship, we don't need no middleman. He speaks to me. And then through confirmation, he'll bring somebody in. And you know, I can say, hey, you know, he had already told me that. But thank you for confirming it. But there's so many people that are lost because they're not seeking a relationship. They're seeking their own thing. And then they want him to put a stamp on it. So then they acting like they prophesying. See, folks that act like they're prophesying, I got a word for it. It's called prophelying. Because it's not the truth. There's some black people that are casting out devils, but you got a devil up in you. How are you casting out devils when you got something up in you? They're doing many works. Every work that we consider good work is not necessarily the work that he has ordained us to do. So that's a scary proposition, because it's like, you got to check yourself. Ask your neighbor, you got a real relationship? Oh, you might not do that. You might make somebody mad. But it's ginosko. It's a knowing or getting to know or getting away that comes from a relationship. You can't just jump into ginosko. It comes with an exchange. It comes with time. So if we go here, my God, can you imagine on that day going up to him and you think you did something and you spend all the time, you think you sacrificing, But he was like, you weren't doing my thing. You were working iniquity. You were doing your thing. So let's go to Ephesians. I can't imagine. But you know, every day, I'm working on my Janoska. Every day, I'm working on that relationship. We have an exchange. When I'm driving, we're having an exchange. You know, when I'm in the morning, when I wake up, after I get my head together, because I was talking in Bible study, don't act like you just get up. Oh, hallelujah. You get up stank. You get up with attitude. And then a few minutes in, you done checked yourself. But you wake up in your flesh. And then you get it together and say, you know what? Let me pray. Let's pray. Right? So go to Ephesians 3rd chapter. Wow. But you know what? Again, this is just my viewpoint on this. You guys know it's from the book of Pastor Tom, too. 17. So this is my opinion. It seems, though, if you have a relationship, those people are saying, well, didn't I do this? And didn't I do that? And didn't I do that? But truth of the matter is, if I'm in his presence, I'm not going to be talking about what I did. I'm going to be talking about what he did. Didn't you come down here wrapped up in flesh and die for me on the cross? Didn't you heal me? Hallelujah. When I was sick, didn't you bring me shalom and peace when my mind was what? Messed up? And he's going to say, come on in. We got to be thinking about this thing in the proper way. So Ephesians, the 3rd chapter says, the first verse says what? I love this. Shaul is talking to some believers. The beauty about Paul, Hebrew name Shaul, is that he did not walk with the disciples. He did not actually walk with Yeshua. But he received his genosko through revelation of the Holy Ghost. Now, y'all, none of us have ever walked with Yeshua either. But we are supposed to be filled with his Holy Spirit. So the genosko comes through the revelation of the Holy Ghost in our lives. When we yield our lives to him to say, hey, talk to me, lead me, guide me. It's what? Genosko. So when we look here, Paul knows about, if anybody should be a what's the word I'm looking for? Not scholar, but when you're looking for somebody that knows this particular topic. He's a what? Expert. A specialist on the relationship. And what he's trying to do is he's trying to talk to these other believers that are still trying to develop their relationship. And so Paul says, for this cause, I, Paul, Shaul, prisoner of Yeshua Mashiach for you Gentiles. If you have heard of the dispensation of the grace of Yahweh, which is given me to you are, how that by revelation he made known unto me the mysteries. So he gave me the mystery, the unknown things by what? Revelation. And he's trying to give it to you the same way. And so he says, as I wrote afore in few words, whereby when you read, you may understand my knowledge in the mystery of Mashiach, which in other ages was not made known unto the sons of men, as it is now revealed unto his holy apostles and prophets. But there was a time where you didn't know. You could not have known him in the way that you needed to know him. But now, he has opened up the door to say, I'm making myself available to you for you to know me. And I'm a kind of funny dude. I don't jump into friendships and stuff. Amen. I gotta observe you for a minute. And I gotta see what you about. I need to see if you won 100. And I found that 99 and a half won't do. And everybody that I consider a friend are 100. Yeah, what's up, guys? Because I got to find out if you what? But Yeshua says, hey, I am revealing myself to you. And I am inviting you to come and get to know me. It's an invitation. How many of us are taking him up on his invitation? Because he's saying you can get to know me by the revelation of the Holy Spirit. But I dare say many of us are not listening to the Holy Spirit. He's saying, I want to show you, I want to teach you some things. But we're so wrapped up in our mind, what we want to do, we can't even yield ourselves to the Holy Spirit. So we think we know, but we really what? Don't know. And when we go by what he says in the sixth verse, he says what? He says what? Whew. That the Gentiles should be what? It wasn't entitled to you. Look around this room. Y'all wasn't worthy of it. But now, because of the grace and the mercy of Yahweh, and him sending his son, Yeshua, and then him rising up in victory and giving us an opportunity to be reconciled back to Yahweh, and then sending his Holy Spirit to dwell within, he has now opened up a possibility that we can be fellow heirs. Are there any fellow heirs in the house? Now, it wasn't exclusive, but now we can do some stuff. And of the same body and partakers of his promise in what? Mashiach. By what? The gospel. So if we go to Philippians really quickly. What I have learned in studying the Hebrew, once you get knowledge, catch it. Say, once we get knowledge. Watch this. You own it. What does that mean? It's yours. Once you get the knowledge, you what? You own it. So when the scripture says, you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. Well, now, once you've received that knowing, you shall own the truth. And the truth shall, what does that mean? Well, ownership of the truth means now you got to what? It's yours. What do you do with stuff that's yours? You use it, you take care of it. You apply it, right? You guard it. You live with it or buy it. You own it. You're not renting. You know there's a difference. When you own, if you've had ever had the opportunity to own a car, oh, praise him. There's something called a title. And the title's not in your mama name. It ain't supposed to be in your daddy name. It ain't in the bank name. When you own it, tell your neighbor it's yours. But when I saw at least a car, and at least a car, it got the bank name on it. And then you try to put a personalized plate on it like it's yours, and they say you got to get permission from the bank. Bank got to sign a form for you to get peaches on it. But when you own something, it's yours. It got your name on it. Can't nobody take it away from you if you are taking care of it. Tell somebody, we own the knowledge, man.
We own
the knowledge, right? And so when we go to Philippians, he knew the power. Because when you own something, there's power in that. When you know something, there's power in that. And so Philippians, the third chapter, the 10th verse. I'm kind of speeding up because I only have a few minutes left. But Philippians, the third chapter, the 10th verse says, that I may know him. Who wants to know him? Who has a desire? Who's gotta know? I gotta know. I gotta know. Tell yourself, I gotta know. And you know what? Not only do I gotta know, but I want him to know me. I want him to know when I call his name. I want him to know when I cry out, when I need help. I know that you know me, and I know you. Because there is an exchange. There is a relationship. There is a no. So before you do anything, you need to consult who you know. I don't do nothing. I learned I don't bump my head too many times. Before I do anything, I want to know, hey, Baba, is this what you need me to do? Is this what you want me to do? You know, can we do this, or you got some better way? I need to know. And not only do I need to know, I want to know. So when we see the heart of Paul, Shaul, he says, that I may know him. And the power of his what? Resurrection and the fellowship. So you know what this is saying? See, a lot of people just want to know somebody in the good times. See, you just want to know him in the power of the resurrection. We got friends like that. Friends that want to know us when things are going good. But I dare say, you really find out who a friend is when things are not going good. When you got the snot. The snot rolling down your face, and you are crying out. When you ain't got but 15 cents in your bank account and you need help, you find out who your real friends are. I was looking at this MC Hammer. Can't touch this. You remember this? And he was on top, and every time he did a concert, you know, everybody was doing this. There was about 50 people on stage doing this. When he go eat, he had to rent out the whole restaurant because his entourage or all his friends had to be there with him. He was paying folks rent. He was buying folks cars. He was giving people money. Oh, but when the money ran out, he said, and he couldn't put cheese on a waffle, thank you. He was looking around, and there was nobody that he could find. Anybody know friends like that? Hey! A friend will eat top ramen with you. Cup of noodles. Right? We ain't gotta go. As Apostle would say, a bologna and sandwich. What we gonna eat today? We gonna eat sugar bread. But he's saying, I don't just want to know you in the victory of your power, but I also want to know you in the suffering, what you did for me on the cross, what you went through. I can connect with that because you did it for me. I know that you suffered for me. I know that you rose for me, and I want to know you in both situations. I want to know you in the suffering, and I want to know you in the victory. Does anybody want to know him? Does anybody want to know him? I want to know him. Hallelujah. Being made conformable unto his death. And then 11 says what? 11th verse says, if by any means I might attain unto the resurrection of the dead. And 12 says what? Not as though I had already attained. Either, listen, I hadn't already attained, but I need you. Either we're already what? Perfect. Well, that's, I need that. I need to connect with you for that. I need to know you in that. But I what? I follow after. If that I may apprehend. Ooh. That for which also I am what? Apprehended of Mashiach Yeshua. You got to know him. You got to know him and with the sacrifice and what he did. And you got to know him in the power that he's bestowed upon you, that he's put in you. I thank him for the opportunity to know him. You need to check yourself. You don't want to sit up in here and act like you know him. You want to know that you know, that you know, that you know that you know him. And he's just looking for some people who want, who have a desire to know him, who has a desire to serve him, who has a desire to be with him and do his will, not their own. Do we have anybody who wants to know him and know that they know that they know? Hallelujah. Thank you, Father, for the opportunity to know you. Bow your head. Maybe there's somebody who wants to know him. You thought that you had a concept, but in him drawing you and speaking to you, you realize that maybe you don't know him the way you thought you did. But the beauty about him and what he does is that he'll make it beautiful. He'll make it right if you submit to him. You can have the relationship that you need to have. The real relationship, the real knowing. If that's you today, we can pray for you that you establish the correct relationship. All you need to do is raise your hand and we'll pray for you. You want that relationship. You want that knowing. You want that ginosko, that exchange. If that's you this morning, just raise your hand. We'll pray for you. Maybe there's someone who you drifted away. You're not as close as you used to be. You know that he's been calling you. You know that he's been trying to draw you closer, but you've kind of drifted away. And he's saying, I want to restore you. Will restore you back to your rightful place. If that's you and you want restoration today, just raise your hand. We'll pray for you. We'll pray for that. We'll pray for that restoration. Thank you, Father. Father Yahweh, we just thank you and we praise you for who you are in our lives, for who you are in this place, for who you want us to be. And right now, minister to each and every one of us the importance of being that saint, that believer that truly knows who you are and you truly know them. Reveal by your Holy Spirit, reveal by your word what adjustments, what things we need to do, what acknowledgements we need to make to ensure that we know you and that you, in turn, know us, that there is a relationship, that there is exchange. We submit ourselves to that process. We thank you. We praise you. We acknowledge you. We confess you. We give you the glory. In Yeshua's mighty name, we pray. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Tell your neighbor, it's a blessing to know him. A blessing to know him. Hallelujah. At this time, we want our ushers.